So, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis the David is not really part of Pesukah de Zimra. I don't know if people know that. It's not really part of Pesukah de Zimra. The real beginning of Pesukah de Zimra is Baruch Shamar. Is Baruch Shamar. Both by Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard. Across the board. There's the Nusach Svard. They do things that relate to preparatory stuff in Tefillah, like, you know, things that are more related to Karbanos, they do before. And we also do Karbanos before, but there are certain things that we do, even though they are related to Karbanos, we do them as part of the Pesukah de Zimra. Mizmor Shir is essentially a preparation of mindset that just like David HaMelech was in his place preparing a makom to daven, to serve Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, he was laying down the foundations of such an idea. So, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, in the same way we're supposed to, and that's by the way why we say Mizmor Shir on Chanukah, because it relates to the sanctuary. So, the idea that we have to recognize we're about to enter into a sanctuary. It's more of a mindset. We're entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're in a sanctuary, we're in a Mikdash, and that's what Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is there for. I'm not going through it, just so you should know, I'm not going word by word through all of the tefillahs. I'm going to focus on certain tefillahs more than others, but I will talk, when we finish going through the certain tefillahs that I want to go through in Pesukah de Zimra, I will go back and go through the overview of the ones that I skipped. Yeah?
My brother's rabbi told him that, like, I think my brother Jerry doesn't say Mizmor Shir. There's some opinions that don't say it.
I don't say Mizmor Shir.
Huh?
I don't say
it. Yeah, there are those that don't say it. Yeah.
What's the reason?
Yeah, but it's not really part of Pesukah de Zimra. It's a preparatory, it's more of a mentality, it's creating a mentality.
Should I say it?
Huh?
Should I say it?
Your minute is not to say it?
Yeah.
Don't say it. It's your minute. Yeah.
Is the rest of Pesukah de Zimra not about getting your head into the kitchen to food? Like, I thought the birth of Pesukah de Zimra was like.
Of course it is.
So what's Mizmor Shir different than
like,
why are we including it?
No, Mizmor Shir is to prepare you for davening in general. It's more of a preparatory thing. Because remember, you have to remember that Birchas HaShachar and Karbanos really precedes davening. That's not really davening. That's stuff you were supposed to do before you even got to shul. Remember the Brachos Shir, right? And also Karbanos are not connected. Really, davening is really supposed to start by Mizmor Shir. That's really the beginning of it. That's all the other stuff is said before. You know, you see that in the minyanim they basically skip, for all intents and purposes, they basically skip karbanos. I mean, they don't actually skip it, but it's not possible for a person to read karbanos that fast. So, you see, the inyan is that karbanos is really not is really supposed to be done before, really the real tefillah really begins Mizmor Shir. Pesukah de Zimra is the inyan of the real tefillah. Okay. Now, by the way, also interesting to mention that davening, I don't think I mentioned this, that davening is structured in three parts, primarily. There's the part number one, which is Pesukah de Zimra, part number two, which is Birchas Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei, and part number three is Ashrei Uvalet Zion and Aleinu. Okay? Those are primarily the three parts of davening. Now, you may not realize this, but those three parts of davening also exist in Mincha and Maariv. Except the first part is Ashrei, just Ashrei. The second part is Shemona Esrei. And the last part is Aleinu. And likewise by Maariv. The first part is from Baruch Hu until Shemona Esrei. The second part is Shemona Esrei. And the third part is Aleinu. I'm going to go through it.
It's shorter.
Yeah. I will mention why. The primary... What? Yeah. The primary purpose is that, I'm just reiterating it, the primary purpose is that in the morning you need to set these ideas in place, so they need to be long. The rest of the day you need boosters. So essentially the boosters don't need to be as long. And because in Mincha, Lamaisa, it's closer to Shacharis, and it's for a less amount of time, so you can keep it really, really short. But for Maariv already, you need the projection into the night, so therefore Maariv is longer. That is essentially that. So when we're going, so what are the three parts keneged? The three parts are keneged the three parts of the Chassidim HaRishonim. Just like the Chassidim HaRishonim had an hour before, an hour davening, and an hour at the end. So the hour before is Psukah de Zimra. That's the Bechina, that's the aspect of the hour before. That's the preparation. Then there's the during, which is the ascension and the Shemona Esrei. And then there's the after, which is Ashrei Uvalisiyon Aleinu, which again, I didn't get to at all. I didn't explain how significant that is. It's massively significant. But that's the last part, which eventually we will get to.
Wait, so let me, one thing that you said, the Marv is an ascension for the night. Are you talking about sleep?
Yeah, it projects you into the night, into the nighttime. Yeah. And also Krish Malamita as well. But
three parts of Davi is connected to the
three parts of the Chassidim Rishon. Introductory part, middle part. But I'll go through, when I go through them, I'll go through more detail. But clearly, the beginning part, Psukah de Zimra, is essentially, Dalef Nimiyat Omed. I know who I'm standing in front of, and I recognize and getting warm to the idea of being Omed Lefnei Hashem. That's the idea. Another thing that people don't realize is that Psukah de Zimra is a bracha. It's a bracha. It's a bracha that has a beginning, and it's a bracha that has an end. The first bracha is in Baruch Shamar. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's an introductory bracha to Psukah de Zimra. And the end is the last bracha in Yishtabach, where we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Melech Ado B'Tishbachos, which is why one is not supposed to talk in Psukah de Zimra. The reason one's supposed to talk, you're in the middle, you're in the midst, there's an entry bracha into the Psukah de Zimra, and there's a conclusion bracha of the Psukah de Zimra. Everything in between is considered part and parcel of that flow. So therefore, that's the first thing you have to realize. So Baruch Sha'amar is the introduction to Psukah de Zimra and is the entry bracha into Psukah de Zimra. There's two parts to Baruch Sha'amar. There's the part pre the bracha, and there's the part post the bracha, which is Baruch Sha'amar v'yolom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hasev Reish, Baruch Mevaseh, Baruch Hasev Mekayim, Baruch Mechem al Arat, Baruch Mechem al Abriyos, Baruch Shalim, Shchad Tev Rev, Baruch Ha'ad Lev, Kayim Gazak, Baruch Padem Atzil, Baruch Shema. Those are the first part, and then the second part is the actual bracha. And believe it or not, even though it's all part of one tefillah, they're really two different focuses. The first part of the baruch, what does the word baruch mean? The word baruch essentially means source. That HaKadosh Baruch, when we say blessing, it's a very loose translation in English of what it means. It means that baruch u'mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source for baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu, you are the source, master of the world. You are the creator of the world. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of something. So when we recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the source, we recognize, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? He created the world through the Eser Ma'amaros, the 10 first statements of in the Torah, where it says the word Vayomer. Several times throughout Bereshis. It says it 10 times, and therefore these 10 mamaros, these 10 statements, are how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through dibur, through speech. We recognize Hashem as the source of the world corresponding to those 10 utterances, and therefore we proclaim Baruch 10 times as well. So therefore the 10 Baruchs are keneged the 10 mamaros, and that's sort of the visualization of seeing, recognizing Hashem is the creator of the world through the 10 utterances. And that's the kavana of the Baruch Sha'amar up until Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. As I mentioned before, the second part is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is an introductory bracha to Psukah de Zimra. When we make an introductory bracha to something, what do we normally do? We mention the thing we're about to do. So Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam al netilas lulav, right? And then we go shake the lulav. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Sha'akol Mi'ed Bevaro, Borei Minei Mezoinis. And then we eat that Mezoinis. Likewise, the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar is preluding, is previewing all of the things we're about to do in Psukah de Zimra. Baruch Atah Akel Ha'avarachaman. So that refers to Avinu Malkeinu, you are our father, you are the one who is mercy. Hamahale, Hamahulo, right? Kelav Rachman, Hamahulo. Hamahulo, the Eitz Yosef says, is referring to Ashrei, Dor Lador, Yishabach Masecha. I'm sorry. Hamahala, my bad. Hamahulo is Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi, is polluting Ashrei. Likewise, Meshubach, Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masecha. These are all words indicating, alluding to different things we're going to say in Pesukah Zimra. Again, I'm just going to go through it quickly. You don't have to memorize all of them, but just the main things you should know what it's for. Even I don't have memorized. Umafar b'lshon chasida va'avadav uvishirei David avdecha na'alel Hashem Elokeinu. That he says referring to Hodu. That Hodu was what David was metakein to say before the Aron every day. That's the Hodu Hashem Karuv v'shemo. Those were things that David HaMelech said before the Aron, which, by the way, why the Svaradim have it, many of the things why the Svaradim have it before Pesukah Dezimra. Hodu comes before Pesukah Dezimra. It's seen as not really connected to Pesukah Dezimra because it was things that was said in front of the Aron, which is connected to the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, which is connected to the Karbanos. So therefore, it really pollutes all that. It precedes, I'm not saying pollutes, precedes all of that. And therefore, they say it first. Whereas the Ashkenazim say it afterwards, because even though that's true, the actual format of the Hodu is mirrors, is praises of Hashem. So therefore, Lemaisa, in terms of its structure, it belongs inside Pesukah Dezimra. It's machlokes, whatever, whatever your minhag is. Vishvachos, what's Shevach referring to? So the ATO says referring to Mizmor Lasoda. Uvizmiros, Zmiros is generally talking about the Pesukah Dezimra, Lashon Zmiros. Vinegadelcha is referring to Shira Sayam, where we say in Oz Yashir, Vayar Yisrael Siyad Hagdoila. Vinishabechacha is referring to Yishtabach, Shtabach Shemchala Makenu. Unfarercha is referring to, what's Unfarercha referring to? Yotzer Maoros, where we say, Va'al Maore Orsha Sisa Yifarucha Sela. Now, even though this is not part of Pesukah Dezimra, it's good kasha, even though it's not part of Pesukah Dezimra, I suggest that really all of Pesukah Dezimra, I don't know this for sure, but I imagine this is what the ATO would say, that really all of Pesukah Dezimra is a prelude to everything we're about to do, so it would be okay to include other things as well, as you'll see soon he does. Vinaskir Shimchacha, he mentioned your name, that's in Avaraba where we say, Kivashimcha Gadol Vanara Batachnu. Vinamlichacha, we call you Melech, that's your Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And then it says, Yachid Chei HaOlamim. What's Yachid Chei HaOlamim? Chei is Lashon, Yud Ches, Shemona Esrei. So that's what he says, preluding to the Shemona Esrei, Melech Meshubach Mefar, Melech, it's all according to the ATOC. It's a nice pshat. I haven't seen any other beautiful pshatim on the bracha. But I like the fact that he says, because the bracha really does telegraph what it is that we're going to be doing. And that's just, again, I don't expect you to memorize all of it. I myself don't memorize what everything's connected. I don't think it's important, really. But it's not so important. The main important thing is to recognize, what the bracha is there to do. Okay, that's enough for now. Weiter. Mizmor, I'm going to skip Hodu, and we're going to go to Mizmor Lasoda. I told you, Hodu is things that were said lefnei Aron. David HaMelech was metaking things that were said lefnei Aron. Mizmor Lasoda is one of those things that people kind of just like skim over. Mizmor Lasoda is a massive part of Pesukah Dezimra. I didn't say it's the most important part. It's not. But I'll explain why. I'll explain why. But Mizmor Lasoda is something that's very often not said at certain times, etc. And it's just one of those things where you see people in shul go like this. It's not because they have that stretch their back. It's because it takes them this amount of time to say Mizmor Lasoda, and then they sit back down. So the question is, why are we standing to begin with? Give us a break. You let us sit down. You have Hodu, you have Yichavod, you have Ashrei. You have basically a while to have to stand up. Why do you have to make this little point where everybody has to lift their, do the Rebbe stand up? The Rebbe walks in the room, shuffle in your seat. So Mizmor Lasoda, What's that all about? And why is it that we don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Shabbos and Yontif? Why don't we say Mizmor L'Soda? It's nice, very nice. You can't say that it's like Tachanun. Tachanun is something that's negative. Mizmor L'Soda is a beautiful thing. Mizmor L'Soda is a simcha. It's wonderful. It's the first thing you would think would make Shabbos. So why don't we say it on Shabbos and Yontif? By the way, there are those. I haven't met anyone. But according to the Sefer HaMinhagim on Tefillah, he does say that there are some communities that do say Mizmor L'Soda on Shabbos. I've never met anyone that does that, and maybe they're from communities I haven't met, but apparently there are communities that do it. I guess the answer would be is because it's a festive Tefillah. The real question is, why don't we?
Also for Rosh Hashanah, why do we stand for Rosh Hashanah?
I didn't ask that question. Mizmor L'Soda! No? So what's the shot? I'll talk to you in a minute. Huh? Mizmor L'Soda corresponds to the Korban Todah. It's the Korban of thanks. The Korban Todah is not born on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because it's a Korban Yachid. Korban Todah is not a Korban Sibur. It's not a... So since it's a technical reason. So since the Mizmor L'Soda corresponds to the Korban Todah, so therefore the minhag is not to say it at a time where you wouldn't bring the Korban Todah. And therefore Shabbos and Yontif, since it's a Korban Yachid, we don't bring any Korban Yachid, no Chatas, no Todah, none of that stuff on Shabbos, so therefore we don't say Mizmor L'Soda. That's just a technical idea that you should know. Now that we know what it's keneged, so obviously we know that the reason we stand up is this supposed to be a simchadik tefillah. Since I'm going to be nice today, I'll also mention why we stand up for Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because they're the introductory and the conclusion brachas of Pesukah Zimra, so they have more chashivas, they have more importance, and therefore we stand up by them. That's the main reason. Mizmor L'Soda is really out of place. Mizmor L'Soda we shouldn't stand up for, but as I mentioned, because even though we don't stand on Shabbos and Yontiv, don't conclude that it's the problem of Shabbos and Yontiv, there's something wrong with the tefillah. No, it's the opposite. It's actually a very happy and festive tefillah. But as I said, because it represents the Korban Todah, and the Korban Todah was not bought on Shabbos and Yontiv, as it's a Korban Yachid, it's an individual Korban, not a Korban Sibur, so therefore we don't say it on Shabbos and Yontiv. But Lamaisa, the outlook is, it's a very festive tefillah of thanks. So, Simcha! It's simchadik. It's a tefillah of simcha and toida. So that, in that sense, it doesn't have chashivus in the sense of it's something that you're elevated from. It brings simcha. So a person that stands up, you should be dancing. What do you mean, why stand up? You should be dancing. That's why you stand up.
And how about all other korbanos? We say that more. We should stand up for that.
They're not korban toida. They're not about simcha. They're not lav davka connected to simcha. The korban talmud is not connected to simcha. It's just the korban. It's not because of it's a carbon. It's because it corresponds to thanks and appreciation and simcha. Yeah.
Why did Chazal not place Mizmor L'Soda involved in Modim Mishpeser?
Why should they? Okay, so modems are thanks that we do in Shmon Esrei. This is not a thanks that we do in Shmon Esrei. This corresponds to the Korban Todah per se. So we're mentioning it as I mentioned. Bechlal, do the Sfaradim have Mizmor L'Soda in Pesukah Zimra or before?
No,
it's during.
After
Baruch Shemar. Okay.
Rabbi, are you allowed to say Mizmor L'Soda like randomly on Shabbos when you're like?
Mizmor L'Soda is a Kapitel Tehillim. You could say Kapitel Tehillim anytime you want. You're welcome to say it. It's just not formally part of davening because it represents the Korban Todah. Mizmor L'Soda, I'll just briefly, because I can't go through the whole thing now. Mizmor L'Soda, we have a Mizmor of thanks for the Nisim that Hashem does for us. Hariu L'Hashem, Kol Ha'aretz. That everybody should be happy because they see the wonders of Hashem. Hariu L'Hashem, Kol Ha'aretz, everyone really should be besimcha over as Hashem. If you as Hashem besimcha, this is a big idea that even though the basic level of service of Hashem is if du es Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'rada, that's the basic level, but the goal ultimately is to be able to be if du es Hashem b'simcha, and that's perhaps why we stand up, because we're trying to be serve Hashem b'simcha. Why should I be b'simcha? My life is terrible. What are you talking about? Why should I be b'simcha? Ki Hashem hu Elokim. You should know that even though Hashem uses judgment, it's the Yud Kei Vav Kei that is Elokim. In other words, ultimately Hashem is merciful. It is the merciful one who is the judge. Yes, it's true. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does judgment, but ultimately it's coming from a place of mercy. Hashem is ultimately trying to bring you mercy. Hakol Tova, everything's for the best. And when you have that kind of attitude, so it's possible even to be besimcha during hard times. If there was Hashem besimcha, bo lefana, if Hashem is a bo lefana birnana, and therefore we can come forward to Him in joy. Hu asanu viloyanachnu. There's a different girsos as what hu asanu v'lo anachnu is. Some say the kavana is because He made us and not us, v'lo with an aleph, and not us, meaning to say, since He's the one who made us, He knows what's best for us, not us, and so therefore we can be besimcha, even though life doesn't always go according to our plan. That's one shot. And another pshat, which is similar, hu asanu v'lo anachnu, and we are His, therefore He's taking care of us. It's the same kind of kavana, but a little bit of a different girsa.
Is there asanu word like implied? V'lo anachnu asanu, like we didn't make ourselves?
Yeah, but it's an iteration that, in other words, we should put our reservations aside, you know? Hu asanu v'lo anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. We are His nation, and we are essentially being guided like sheep. Bo sha'arav besoda. If you want to come into His gates, you want to get close to Hashem, you have to come with thanks. Chatzei rosav b'tehila, in His courtyards with praise. And this is referring to the fact that a person cannot be considered within the chatzer, within the courtyard of Hashem and in His gates, if he's sad. If a person, ein shechina shara ela b'makom simcha, the shechina is only rest in a place of simcha, and therefore that's why the Gemara says a person who is in an oinin shouldn't put on tefillin, things like that, because it says certain persons has to have a certain, if you're going to go lefnai lefnim inside, you have to have a certain level of simcha, and that's why in order to enter into those areas, you have to be besimcha. Hodu lo baruch shemo, and therefore we thank Him. Ki tov Hashem li olam chasto v'yadar v'dor emunaso, and we recognize and state that regardless of the difficult times, whatever it is, we recognize that ultimately everything Hashem does is for the good. So this is a very, very simchadika type of. Let's go to mincha. Shkoyim.
Is there anybody in the whole Jewish world to sit for a mincha soda?
Huh?
Is there anything in the whole Jewish world to sit?